Right, now I'm with Rodney Bates, who is Councillor Rodney Bates. He's the councillor for the Old Dean, ward member for the Old Dean, and he's also leader of the opposition. Now, Rodney's agreed to do this podcast so that we can talk a little bit about what his role is and a few other things. So I'm just going to dive straight into it, Rodney. For the benefit of those who might not know what the role of the leader of the opposition is, could you explain it in your terms?
Yes, I'm delighted to, Paul. The role of the opposition is really, my role is to be the focus for the 40 to 50% of the population in Surrey Heath who don't vote for the Conservatives. We obviously have a Conservative majority here in Surrey Heath, but we have a number of other parties, a number of other viewpoints, and my role is, as the leader of a group involving three parties in effect, is to try and bring that together and to be a critical friend to the council, to support what is good and to monitor and challenge that which needs challenging in the council, really. So that's the role of the opposition, a very quick sentence.
Right, so to use Star Wars analogy, to bring a bit of balance to the force.
That's what we're trying to do. I wouldn't necessarily use Star Wars to describe it, but
Right.
that is, in essence, what we're trying to be about. It is about being a critical friend. People might see Parliament and people slagging each other off. That's not what the role of the opposition is to be. It's to be positive about the good aspects of the council and to credit people where that's due, but also to point out where things may need improving and may need challenging, and to encourage the majority party, in this case the Conservatives, to do exactly that and think about things that they maybe would not have otherwise thought of.
Right, okay, thank you. Right, now, as leader of the opposition, as we've established, you're also a councillor. Again, for the benefit of those who are listening and may not fully understand the role of a councillor, could you give your interpretation?
The councillor is really there to be the voice of the local community. So in my case, I'm the councillor for Old Dean. So my role is to really be the voice of Old Dean residents in the council chamber. That's the main focus. It is to take decisions as one of 40 councillors about important things in a wider aspect. But the number one role, as I see it, is to be that Old Dean voice in the council chamber. There's other parts to it as well, such as helping Old Dean residents as the bridge, if you like, between the community and the council officers. So where residents of of Old Dean have a concern, perhaps they're having a frustration with a council service, perhaps something's gone wrong or there's been some misunderstanding, the role of the councillor is to help, to be the bridge between those two parties and try and get a solution which is the right solution for the resident or the council.
Okay, great. As a councillor, what do you enjoy the most?
For me, it's about helping people. It sounds a bit cheesy, but it's actually what it's about. It's about recognising that we have people in our community who have come to you for assistance. They are reliant on you, and there are times when you are able to help them out in quite a practical way. I mean, if I give a quick example, one of the things I can remember assisting with is dealing with a case where somebody was given a bill for over £2,000. And to assist them with that by challenging that, and the end result was they didn't have to pay anything to deal with benefit cases where these sorts of issues might arise. So when you're actually dealing with practical with lives on a day-to-day basis and impacting on lives, that's the most enjoyable aspect of being a councillor.
Right, okay. What are your primary frustrations?
I think
'Cause there must be many. I know
there
I know I have plenty, so
well. Sometimes, as a member of the opposition, you have to recognise that you don't make the final decision. You can put your views forward, you may win the argument, but you're not necessarily going to win the vote. And that can be frustrating when you think you've made a good point, but for being a group of five, and actually we don't have a group whip either in the opposition, in the opposition group, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win the vote or get your views across. So that can be frustrating at times, but I've been a councillor now for 10 years, so you kind of get to know the times when you should really go for something and the times when it's actually just to compromise and put forward suggestions for amendments that others might pick up.
Right, okay. What do you think the council does well?
I think actually, even though I'm an opposition member, I would say the council does quite a lot of things well. If I take an example, we actually engage with quite a lot of community groups well. This has been a challenge for us in the past, but we've really made efforts in recent years to deal with groups that perhaps you wouldn't necessarily recognise as the traditional Surrey Heath community, having things like community lunches and really engaging with the Nepalese community, different faith groups. I think that's something that the council should rightly feel proud of. It's good to see the work that's been done with our core strategy in terms of moving forward with planning aspects and the future plans for Surrey Heath. I think there's been a lot of hard work done in that. And I think the officer team as well in Surrey Heath is a very good one. They are a can-do council. There are always one or two issues that residents will raise where there's issues, but the culture is a can-do culture, and that's pleasing to see and encouraging. I'm more than happy to credit the council for that.
Okay, and on the other side of the coin, where do you think the council needs to improve?
I think, for me, there are still some groups where we could assist our communication. So much as we have moved forward, for example, with young people and engaging with young people, I think there's more that we could do with that. I mean, how many young people are actually engaged with the council work? And take another group of, say, gypsies and travellers, quite a controversial issue, one that's going to be extremely important coming forward over the next year when we try and find sites. We have some excellent officers who are engaging, but how can we do more to understand the needs and priorities of that group compared with other groups who are very good with putting their views across? So I think there's certainly ways that we can do with that. And I would just say, for me, it's focusing on the community impact of a decision. The financial aspect is very important, essential, but to understand the community impact and the emotional impact that a decision might have in the council.
Okay. 2012 was a busy year. There was lots and lots going on from a council point of view. What do you think were the council's achievements in 2012?
I think the number one achievement for the council was that they had a situation where national government decided to make quite a drastic cut to local government funding. The politics of it we'll leave to another time. But to balance a budget in the way that they did with making a budget which didn't have a great deal of frontline service issues, I think that deserves credit, because that isn't easy to do, and that is fair enough to actually highlight and draw attention to that.
Okay. As Leader of the Opposition, if you could give one message to the majority group, what would it be?
This is quite a tricky question, actually, but I think what I would encourage them to do would be to come out to the communities where they're not represented. So come out to places like Old Dean, to places like Chobham, where there are not any Conservative representatives, and to actually understand some of the needs and issues of those communities. We had a discussion tonight at the Executive Committee about benefits, for example, and the impacts of that. And Old Dean has a large number of people who will be directly impacted by the benefits changes that Surrey Heath will be looking to implement. And unfortunately, there hadn't been discussion with the Old Dean councillors at this point. What I'd encourage people to do is, when they're making a decision, particularly if they're impacting on a community where they don't have many residents themselves, is to actually engage with the opposition groups, because they're going to have those contacts, they're going to have those networks, and at the end of the day, we can then get the decision right rather than only a partial information. So if my message to the group, and actually the majority group in the main are fairly good at this, is to actually spend time in these other communities and try to involve opposition members at an earlier time.
Okay. As a Surrey Heath councillor, you've been an early adopter of social media compared to a lot of them, let's say. Now, you're on Twitter and you have your own blog. How do you see the use of social media benefiting local residents?
Well, firstly, I should credit you, Paul, for setting up the Residents Network and give a positive example for other councillors, because I do think it's important to widen the reach of local councillors, and also to ensure that local councillors are not just seen as stuffy people in suits, to actually give people an understanding that they're just ordinary residents and trying to do the best for their community regardless of the party that they're in. So I'm certainly fairly new into the social media arena. From my perspective, it's important to remain positive, to ensure that residents can put across their views in an open manner. Hopefully people will get to understand me. I quite often tweet about things like football and cricket rather than just politics. I'm a Liverpool fan, so people can comment about that as well as commenting about
my
views.
And they do, don't they?
They do. Yeah. Wrongly, obviously, because they're a great team. But in terms of the actual political engagement, it's good that people can comment from their armchairs rather than just we expect people to come to a public meeting. I think those days are gone. That's right, they've gone. And the more people who can engage with local councillors, the better.
Brilliant. Okay. And finally, is there anything you'd like to add to what we've discussed tonight? Is there any key messages you'd like to get out to the community as leader of the opposition?
I think the only one is really to encourage people to contact local councillors about any concern that they have. Don't look at it from a political point of view. Local politics is probably 85% non-political. Any planning application, for example, is completely non-political. The real discussions that we have are just around finance and how we spend the council money, and even those discussions are not fierce compared with what we might see in Parliament. So I would encourage residents to contact their local member, perhaps ask why they're not on social media if they're not already, and to make sure their views are heard. And that would be the message I'd like to give Surrey Heath residents.
Rodney, thanks very much.
Pleasure.